Survival of the Frugalist. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Assistant Professor of Management and Entrepreneurship Steve Bradley studies the success and failure of startups, most of which are manufacturing and technology firms.
Startup businesses are more about ideas than they are about money. It's really how good the idea is more than it is the finances. Typically, the money will come along if the ideas are there.
While conventional wisdom says the more money, the better, surprisingly, Bradley's research shows sometimes having too many resources can be a bad thing.
As resources started to grow beyond what was kind of basically necessary for startup, there started to become a diminishing effect on performance and growth of firms. Firms that start out with high levels of investment, as we saw with the dot-com firms, in many ways, you know, if there were problems in the firm and the startup, they just hire a consultant or, you know, spend money to solve the problem.
Although it can be a painful process, having a tight budget forces startups to adapt and to think creatively. The French term bricolage, making do with what's at hand, is the path many fledgling businesses follow, by combining instruments or borrowing instead of buying. Bradley says a simple way to identify a startup's potential failure or success is to use Michael Malone's folding table theory. He discovered new business offices complete with fancy furnishings, executive assistants, and other signs of future success were the ones that most often failed.
The ones that it seemed like they succeeded were the ones that were extremely frugal, that didn't spend money. Even if they had raised a lot of capital, he said they all seemed to start on folding tables.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.